This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump forced House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to cancel a planned trip to Afghanistan and Brussels Thursday, the latest maneuver in a bitter political battle over the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. In a letter to the Speaker of the House, Mr. Trump denied Pelosi and members of Congress the use of a military plane to meet with NATO allies in Brussels and U.S. troops in Afghanistan. There was swift reaction from members of Congress from both sides of the political aisle. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, a Republican, says it's appropriate to postpone Nancy Pelosi's trip.
I'm just shocked she'd even think that she would leave the country. Why would you leave the country with government shut down and you're Speaker of the House?
Well, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, a Democrat, says President Trump is being petty in postponing Nancy Pelosi's trip.
It's small. It's vindictive. It is unbecoming a president of the United States. But it is, unfortunately, a daily occurrence.
This is part of an ongoing back and forth over funding for President Trump's proposed border wall with Mexico. Democrats insist they will negotiate stronger, more effective border security measures once the government reopens, but that a border wall would be wasteful, ineffective, and a blight on America's image. President Trump unveiled the military's long-delayed missile defense review, which is also known as MDR. It is the first overhaul of U.S. missile defense policy since 2010.
Our goal is simple: to ensure that we can detect and destroy any missile launched against the United States anywhere, anytime, any place.
Officials say the doctrine initially expected in 2017 has been frequently rewritten to keep up with changing missile threats posed by North Korea, China, Russia, and Iran. Mr. Trump added that the upcoming Pentagon budget will invest in a space-based missile defense layer. The MDR orders a study of space-based technologies that officials have said are key to the next level of defense. This is VOA News. President Trump's lawyer is directly contradicting the president's own position on collusion with Russia. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Rudy Giuliani claims he's never said there was no collusion between the 2016 Trump campaign and Russia. That's the opposite of what the president himself has said.
There was no collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russian people.
Giuliani has in the past described the idea of Russian collusion as totally fake news. But in a CNN interview, he said even if somebody on the campaign did something wrong, there's not a single bit of evidence tying Trump to Russia's hack of Democratic emails. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Two U.S. lawmakers have introduced legislation providing temporary protected status to Venezuelan nationals in the United States. The Venezuela TPS Act of 2019 is in response to the deepening crisis and mass exodus of people from Venezuela. TPS designation is granted by the Department of Homeland Security to citizens of certain countries suffering from ongoing armed conflict, environmental disasters, or other extraordinary and temporary conditions. If enacted, TPS would protect Venezuelan nationals from deportation and permit employment authorization document for an 18-month designated period. Canadian officials confirmed the death of a geologist who was kidnapped earlier this week in Burkina Faso. They say the body of Kirk Woodman was found near the country's borders with Mali and Niger. Canada's foreign minister says that Canada condemns those responsible for the terrible crime, and they're working with the government of Burkina Faso and other international partners to pursue those responsible and bring them to justice. Trump administration proposing more changes to the government health care program, which could bring slightly higher premiums to what has been called Obamacare. With a single deadly blast Wednesday, the Islamic State did more than rattle the calm in the northern Syrian town of Manbij. The terror group also rekindled the debate over its March-heralded demise. To officials and analysts who have been studying the collapse of the self-declared caliphate, the attack, while brutal, likely was not shocking. For more than a year, U.S. intelligence and defense officials have warned publicly that IS was finding ways to adapt to its mounting losses, sustaining enough manpower and resources to do damage. In Iraq, where the caliphate had collapsed, IS cells carried out attacks on critical infrastructure, targeting water supplies, power lines, and cell towers. Local officials said other cells carried out campaigns of assassinations and kidnappings. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.